Changing venture capital from within, one deal at a time. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The tech industry, like most of America, is grappling with its lack of diversity and systemic inequality. The top of that pyramid in tech is venture capital, where it's hard to break through as either a startup founder or an investor. Last summer, venture capitalist Alejandro Guerrero created a diversity rider for VC firms. It's language for them to use in their investment deals. It says a startup and the primary investor in a startup will make every attempt to include a member of an underrepresented group as a co-investor. Guerrero says now more than 50 VC firms have adopted this language, as well as a big law firm that made it standard in all its term sheets, basically the bullet points of an investment deal. Guerrero told us the point of the rider is to pause the deal-making process and think about who isn't in the room.
How do we identify diverse co-investors and create opportunity and room for them on our cap table? These are remarkable people who have gone out, gotten highly educated, worked great jobs, have incredible experience. They just bring in a different perspective.
For the non-venture capitalists in this room, a cap table shows who's invested in a company over time. Usually, the bigger a startup gets, the bigger the VCs that invest in them, leaving smaller and often underrepresented investors out in the cold.
This has always been a very insular world where you can never get into deals like that. If you're a person of color and you didn't invest in the seed stage, you're never getting in the round in the A or the B or the C, because these very large funds want to own every last percentage point possible that they can get their hands on.
Guerrero gave me an example of how the language becomes reality. A fintech company called Finix was raising a round of money. A big name VC firm wanted to invest. Finix said, sure, we'll take your money, but you can't have the whole pie. Instead, Finix went and found Black and Latinx investors and offered them 10% of the investment. If the company is successful, those investors will have an easier time raising more money to invest in the future because they'll be seen as partners with the other big names that invested.
Investors of venture funds, the limited partners, they use these signals as a way to identify, okay, you're getting a level of access that is showing that, you know, you have a way to get in. You can get into the best companies in the world, and that's what they want, because everybody presumes that if you co-invest with the best in the world, you're going to make the most amount of money.
Double benefit, Finix ends up getting a lot of business leads from its new investors because they happen to have big, diverse networks.
There has now been more brand new customer introductions made for Finix on behalf of these 80 individual investors than there were from every single other investor on the cap table prior to this round in aggregate.
Alejandro Guerrero is a venture capitalist with the firm Act One Ventures. He created a diversity rider for the venture capital industry because sometimes it all starts with a piece of paper. And now for some related links. There's more reading on that Finix investment round we talked about there. I simplified it pretty dramatically, but some other details of note. Act One Ventures is an investor in Finix. Its CEO, Richie Serna, is, like Alejandro Guerrero, a first-generation Mexican-American. Latinx and Black investors have about the same representation across venture capital, according to recent data, right about 3% each. That's according to the National Venture Capital Association and Deloitte, which found that 80% of investment partners at VC firms are white. Just a quick note to say that last summer we also interviewed Tiffany Ashley Bell, who coined the phrase hire or wire to encourage investors and startups looking for more diversity to either send the wire and invest in diverse startups or hire more people of color, because sometimes it really is just that simple. Bell is a founder herself and, in an example of lots of things coming together in a delightful way, is now an investor in Finix as part of this specific project. Back to Alejandro Guerrero for a minute and why it matters so much to break into this ecosystem. The foundation of white supremacy in this country is generational wealth, land, assets, and cash accumulated in a system that Black and brown people are excluded from, passed down to generations throughout America's history, and still now today concentrated in this one population. Again, white people were the only people allowed to own land or get loans or go to certain colleges or get rich and stay rich. And so if wealth is a way to even the scales, here's Guerrero again.
It is impossible to create generational wealth by investing in the public markets. I mean, you know, you're talking about companies that stay private for 10, 12 years that are now, by the time they go public, worth 10, 20, 50, $100 billion. I mean, you know, whatever check you write at $100 billion needs to get to $200 billion to double your money. So, you know, not that it can't happen, but it's pretty rare. So all of the wealth creation happens in that those private rounds. And those private rounds is what has been inaccessible to regular people, right? That are not coming from ultra-privileged backgrounds of legacy, that didn't grow up next door to somebody in Palo Alto, that didn't go to Harvard Business School or Stanford Business School, that wasn't an ex-Goldman banker. You know, these are all incredible people, but these networks have been powerful and they've been the driver behind finance. Even if you made your way into those networks as a diverse person, you still don't necessarily get access, right? Because it's been a pretty homogenous group of folks that have controlled everything.
Indeed it has. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.